Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of the program. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here with you. Rob Long is off. It's the Big Bad Morning Show. And we welcome in part of the Terps broadcast. Chris Nocke joins us now here on the Fan. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Let me start with this. We kind of talked about it a little bit last week. And the decision always gets brought up. Was it better to fly back, stay out there? I like the decision they made, although it didn't work out in game two. And I know Coach Willard talked about a bad practice before this other game. But I think it makes total sense instead of traveling the kids, making them fly back and forth, back and forth. What are your thoughts on just that process?
It's one of those things that where you always, depending upon the results, Jeremy, you always sort of look back and question, well, if we'd done it this way, would we have gone 2-0 if we'd done it? It's fine. I'm just along for the ride, to be honest with you. I get it completely, and I see it both ways. Ultimately, too, what happened last night was we had decided, or the decision was made earlier, weeks ago, that we would play that game last night and stay in East Lansing and fly back this morning. And then what happened was we all felt like we'd been on the road forever. And Kevin Willard made the executive decision the night before that Michigan State game, which would have been Monday night, to see if we could charter home after the game. So we actually flew back last night in the middle of the night and made for an early arrival this morning for sure. But, either way, you're looking at a Wednesday where guys are not likely going to class. When it was originally set up and we were flying home this morning, they all had excused absences and they wouldn't have gone to class. Well, today, I think Willard's thought process was, let's get everybody back in their own beds. Let's get everybody, ready to go for the game this weekend against Penn State.
Speaking of this weekend's game, another road loss against the Michigan State team. It doesn't look like the ones we used to, I think. Anyway, I think they're a little down this year. But they lose on the road again. Out of the next seven games, three are on the road, and one of the home games is against the best team in the country. What do you think the chances are in the last seven?
I'm looking at it a different way, to be honest with you. I'm looking at it the next four, the next five are at home. That's what I'm looking at. And the one away game in there is at Nebraska.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, this is an opportunity, this stretch. And one is, you're right, one is against the number one ranked team in the country that the Terps did everything but beat the first time around. So you're kind of looking, I'm just looking a little bit more micro than you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at how this team has taken advantage of home games thus far. And I'm hoping that the same thing happens here over these next five games.
As a coach, talking to Chris Nocke here on the Big Bad Morning Show, when you start off a game and you look at it, because I've had plenty of them this year. I said one of the things about coaching high school ball, I've been shocked at how many times my team comes out flat in the first quarter. And we saw that last night. And as a coach, you're like, man, what buttons do I push? Sometimes it's putting an energy player in. Sometimes it's just seeing the ball go through the hole. Now, they battled back, but they definitely dug themselves a hole last night.
Yeah, and the kind of the thing that's a little disappointing about it is that you know what Michigan State's MO is. And I agree with what Ed said. They're not your father's Sparty, right? They're not the same team that we've seen, but they have a tremendous home court advantage. It's a great place to play. Their fans are incredibly loyal, and it's a tremendous environment for them, right? So, but for years, you know what their MO is. They come out and they punch you in the face. And they are, particularly at home, they want to see if you're up for the fight. And it was really kind of disappointing knowing what that MO is, the response that Maryland gave in the first few minutes. They did, you know, fight back and even took the lead there in the second half. But when you do dig the hole, it takes so much energy to come back and put yourself in the conversation in that game. And ultimately, it wasn't enough. And Michigan State had a bunch of timely threes down the stretch of that game.
Hey, Chris, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about last night in the NBA, LeBron passing Kareem. Just your thoughts on it, because it's a record that stood for a long time. You have to be a great player, play a long time at a high level. It's really impressive. And again, I don't care if you agree with some of the things that LeBron says politically, whatever. You know, I don't know how people don't respect him a little bit more than what he's gotten over the years.
I completely agree. And unfortunately, we're so in such divisive time that LeBron somehow, some way, has found himself to be sort of a divisive figure. And yet it makes no sense to me, given the fact that all he's ever done is ball. You know, I mean, he just plays. He's been an Iron Man. He has represented himself, his cities, you know, his family in the best possible way. I just can't. It boggles my mind the heat that he gets for being LeBron James. And ultimately, he may never be, you know, Michael Jordan. I don't know why people continue to make comparisons like that. It's just you can't compare eras, and they didn't play against each other. So just put that in the trash can. He's been a tremendous ambassador for the sport, for the game, and certainly for the NBA.
That's Chris Nockey. Chris, appreciate your time as always, man, and enjoy the home games and some less travel here. Spend some time with the family. But thanks so much for popping on with us today.
Excellent. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Thanks, man.
That's Chris Nockey, of course, with the Terps broadcast team. And, you know, like going back to Maryland, and you mentioned it, it's 4 or 5 at home, but one of them is against the best team in the country. You had a great second half against them. Hopefully you can bring something back, press some buttons that work there. Maybe Zach Edey goes out and has fun in College Park or something. I don't know, but Purdue is a pretty damn good team with one of the best players in the country. So,
yeah, I mean, but they, you know, looking back, they lost 58-55 against the best team in the country.
Yep.
So,
well, all right, well,
and that was on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. And now you get them at home, so we'll see. Like nothing, it wouldn't surprise me if the Terps knocked them off. I'm just saying I don't expect them to beat the best team in the country, but it can happen, and we'll see what things look like when that game approaches. Right now, they got to worry about Penn State. Up next, or actually, we're going to talk to Joe Valerio at 9:30, I should say, Locked On Chiefs podcast, get his take on the game. But up next is the Daily Line. I'll tell you what went wrong in yesterday's picks and what I like today. Another big college basketball slate and a handful of NBA games as well. I'll break it all down for you next in the Daily Line here on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so let me break this down for you as we're talking about yesterday's slate in hockey. I got the collar. So, like, sometimes you're good, sometimes you're bad, sometimes you're unlucky. Those things happen. In the NHL last night, I don't know what you would consider me. I had the Islanders, or I had the Seattle, who got blown out by the Islanders 4-0. I told you I liked the under there, but I went with Seattle because of the back-to-back. And then the other one I had was the under in the San Jose-Tampa Bay game, which it went to overtime at 3-3. And, of course, obviously you're going to score a goal then. They tied the game up with, what, 3 minutes left to go? And I think San Jose did with Tampa Bay. And then San Jose wins it in overtime.
They did.
Over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, in the NBA, the Hawks. What do the Hawks do? They do me dirty. Every single freaking time I take them, they do me dirty. The Hawks lost last night. I would say this, though. I don't want to call this sour grapes. I'm not making an excuse. I'm taking the L. The DeJounte Murray news that came out yesterday, maybe it gave you pause. He had a migraine, became questionable. He ended up playing. I don't know how much it would have affected everybody. He didn't play particularly well. And when you look at his box score, too, I mean, he played 39 minutes. Well, I shouldn't say that. He almost had a triple-double. But it was just like, he had, I think, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. But they just didn't get it done. They were leading most of the game, too. It was the fourth quarter, or what was it, second half that did him in. The third quarter, they gave up the lead. Now, Suns and Nets, I had the under there. That was another one where final score would have been 228, and it just went over. So the Grizzlies, though, they helped me out by blowing out the Bulls, which I called and expected. Now, in college, Louisville, they can kiss my ass. God, they were so bad last night. I kept looking at the score going, all right, maybe they can backdoor them. Well, nope, no, they can't, because now they're down 30. They got killed. Virginia covered for me and won. Rutgers did not. Rutgers kept it close. Fell behind early, battle back, didn't happen. And then I won Western Michigan over, Ole Miss, and I lost UNC. So it was an ugly night. Nothing really to write home about. So why don't we just jump into tonight's slate?
Okay.
Because it's more important. I mean, I like to recap. I go over the losses. I try to tell people when I'm hot, because I know some people jump on the bandwagon. Because when I get hot, I can get on a heater real quick. NHL, there's only 2 games tonight, only one that I kind of like, and it's not even a strong play for me. Minnesota-Dallas under 5.5. I would wait to bet it because I think there's a good chance it gets the 6. Dallas plays a lot of lower scoring games from time to time. So I would lean under at 5.5 there, but again, not a super huge play for me. And college basketball, there's a lot that I like today, and what scares me about it a little bit is that I like some big favorites, and I'm not usually a big favorite guy, so I'll throw this out. I like West Virginia. It's another unranked team, favored over a ranked team. They're -3.5 over Iowa State. Iowa State coming off the big win over the weekend against, was that Kansas, I believe? I like Baylor to blow out Oklahoma. Baylor -10. Again, it's a big number. I like Bradley and Illinois State to go under the 132.5. Now, we're going to get to some of these other big numbers that I really like in just a second. I like Wyoming +1.5 against UNLV. Now, my favorite plays in college hoops today, I love Central Florida +2.5 against Wichita State. I like Wright State -16.5 against UIPUI, IUPUI, Indiana of Purdue. That's right, UIPUI. They're one of the worst teams in college basketball. They played better as of late, but I think Wright State just drills them. And my favorite play in college hoops would be Villanova -9.5 against DePaul. DePaul stinks. They suck. Nova, I'm still trying to figure them out because they've had somewhat of a down year, but they're definitely 10 points better than DePaul. The only thing that gave me pause about this game is seeing how Nova played Georgetown last time, and they should have just annihilated them, but they ended up beating them. But I think Nova bounces back here and just destroys DePaul. That's one of my favorite college basketball games. Now the NBA. I like Philly and Boston under 224.5. I think that's a great game to watch tonight if you're just looking for one game to watch. I like the Pistons and Cavs to go under 222.5. My two favorite plays in the NBA tonight, the Clippers will do to the Mavs what I said the Jazz should have last time, even though the Jazz lost outright. The Clippers are a better team. I would wait on this game in case the Clippers bench players, which they've been known to do, but It's not a back-to-back, so I don't see a reason why they should bench their guys, but you just never know with them. They're favored by 7.5. I think the Clippers will knock off the Mavs. And my favorite play today, Hornets and Wizards over 236.5. Am I? What did you said, do I have the right schedule?
Yeah.
Yeah, February 8th. Am I in the wrong year? Are you on the wrong schedule, Ed? What are you looking at? What do you got?
No, I see it then.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
So some of the games are coming. I don't know. Like some of the games are popping up later.
Yeah.
Like on my sheet.
Because it was a 10 o'clock game, it wasn't on. I had to look for it.
So it's funny you should mention that because I talk about this too, and I got to be better at it. Yeah. Yesterday, I gave out a play that happened. So the website that I primarily use to get my spreads, mm-hmm. it's just easy to navigate. It has everything that I like to use. I use covers.com, wagerline.com, and I go to it. The thing that pisses me off about this site is on occasion. They give me a game from the previous night on today's slate if it ended after midnight.
Right.
So, like, last night, so Northern Colorado didn't jump out to me on Monday. Full slate of games, it wasn't a game that jumped out at me. On Tuesday, when it was on the slate, it wasn't on the slate for Monday as right. I was looking at it. On Tuesday, it was. But it was a Monday night game at 11 o'clock. So Northern Colorado covered yesterday, but I can't count that one because I didn't see it, but they won on Monday night.
Right.
So this... I constantly have to look, even when I click on the date, I constantly have to look at the games to see if it says Tuesday or Wednesday instead of just the date. And here's the, let me see if there's one on today's slate that's from Tuesday with College Hoops. But they do this with really late games that hit and then flow into the next day, and it just pisses me off on this site. So no, there's none today that I see, but yesterday the Northern Colorado game went off. My favorite play tonight, Hornets and Wizards, over 236.5. I expect this game to go up and down the floor. The Hornets, terrible against bigs. Daniel Gafford in a great spot. Porzingis in a great spot. Beal's been playing better as of late. Denny Avdija has been great off the bench. And on the flip side, the Hornets are going to push. Terry Rozier, LaMelo Ball. Even when you look at, you could look at Plumlee tonight too. This would be the perfect game for same game parlays because anytime I like an over, I like to take some of my favorite players in that game and take some overs on their plays, whether it's for them to get a double-double, for them to score so many points, you know, things yeah. like that. And you can combine those in a same-game parlay. So I like LaMelo Ball a lot tonight. I like Miles Plumlee. I like Porzingis and Gafford. So those are things that I would look at. But mainly I like the over at 236.5. My five favorite plays for tonight would be the Hornets and Wizards over 236.5, the Clippers to knock off the Mavs, -7.5. And then I like Villanova, Wright State, and Central Florida a lot tonight. So there you go. Now, on to a couple other things, Ed. Just to point out, I know I'll grab a phone caller here in just a second. But, you know, with the NBA, I brought up Anthony Davis. There were some people that were under the assumption that Anthony Davis was upset that they were losing a game and they were about to celebrate for 20 minutes in a loss after LeBron hit that shot. That's what some people are speculating because he was on the bench mm-hmm. and as everybody stood up. And one of my favorite things about that picture, if you look at it, Thomas Bryant's calling for the ball in the post. Hey, Chief, you ain't getting the ball in the post when LeBron's got it going for a record. It's just not happening. Why are you even calling for it? But Anthony Davis sat down while all of his teammates stood up watching.
Really?
Yeah. I'll show you the video of it. So maybe we're making too much about
right.
nothing. Maybe there's something there.
Maybe he's hurt. Could
have got hurt sitting down.
Yeah.
But yeah, he wasn't too happy or didn't look too happy after the game either. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, you're on the fan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Will we see pitcher D.L. Hall in the Orioles starting rotation, the bullpen, or in the minors this season? And congratulations to LeBron James. We share the same birthday on the Super Bowl. Go Eagles. And you guys have a wonderful day.
Oh, cool.
There you go. All right. That's Antonio. I think D.L. Hall winds up in the bullpen. And I think ultimately that's where he's going to be a strong arm back there. And if they can, if Batista keeps getting better, you develop Hall as a power arm back there. You find another player that you trust in that group. Maybe it ends up being Michael Givens. And maybe you can lock down those last three innings and shorten the game like a lot of teams do, you know, especially when teams are going into playoffs. That's what they try to do. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Joe Valerio, Locked On Chiefs podcast. We've had him on the show before talking Chiefs, Eagles, find out who he likes in the Super Bowl. I guess he's probably on the same side as me, but we'll find out. We'll talk to him next, and then we'll get to the encore, what we learned right here on the Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Didn't this used to be the opening theme song to the show, right?
Ah,
there you go. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here with you. Big Bad Morning Show.
Do listen.
Rob Long is off. By the way, all those people on the text line that were calling me idiots, I don't know when that happened, were calling me an idiot. They were right. I was just trying to capitalize the 7 and 76ers and couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. There's something wrong with me, man. The hell's wrong with me? So let's bring in former offensive lineman Joe Valerio, Locked On Chiefs podcast. Let's talk Super Bowl. Joe, first off, how are you, man? Thanks so much for joining us. Oh, I got to bring him in. That's the part where I missed, and this is what happens when you don't host on a daily basis. Joe, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good morning. How are you? No, it's been a long week. You know, it's been a long, short week.
Yeah, for me, I need to take a long walk off a short pier. I think that would make a lot of people happy. So let me ask you this, because I'm on the Chiefs. There's been a lot made of the trenches and that the Eagles are better on both sides of the ball. What are your thoughts when that gets brought up? Because I think overall they are, but what can the Chiefs do to kind of offset some of those things?
Well, no, I think what's causing this favoritism from a point spread perspective for the Eagles is a couple things, right? I think number one, people still don't know how healthy the Chiefs are. You know, I mean, Travis Kelce did an unbelievable job of masking whatever injuries he was dealing with. And then, of course, Patrick with the high ankle sprain coming back and doing what he did. And just, you know, the receiving core a little banged up, you know. It's just, I think that's what's causing. I think you add compound in there that Jalen Hurts is unlike any quarterback, and this offense for the Eagles is unlike anything the Chiefs will have seen. You know, the Chiefs defense has been exposed to some quarterbacks like Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow and Josh Allen, guys who have happy feet, but they're not going to win games with their legs. Josh Allen maybe could if they really gave him the ball enough, but you know, this RPO thing that the Chiefs are going to be confronted with is something that Steve Spagnuolo is going to have to do a lot of repping with over the course of the next couple of days, and hopefully he did over the last week or so, because it takes a lot of muscle memory to stop the option when you're not getting blocked and you're forced to make a decision about who to tackle, you know, when a player options you and how the linebackers are going to be able to be held in that and expose the intermediate passing game if they stick to the line too much and play the run. So I'm telling you, that to me is the factor. I think that's the X factor, is how well Jalen Hurts can operate the run-pass option, something the Chiefs haven't seen. I think that's what has them favorites. Because everywhere else, I think they're relatively similar. You know, big playmaking quarterback, good receiving core, decent running backs, solid defenses. I mean, they're pretty equal teams. There's a reason why they were both the number one seed. And it's nice to see the two best teams actually get in the Super Bowl, which is great.
Is there any concern in Kansas City about the Eagles have a ferocious pass rush? They only have to rush four. They could drop seven in coverage and still get to you. They did it 70 times this year. When the Chiefs played the Buccaneers a couple years ago in the Super Bowl, they had a tough time. I know the line was beat up, but the Buccaneers just dominated in 31-9. Any concern that that's going to happen again because of similarities in the defenses?
Yeah, I think you know, these two defenses are like to get after the quarterback. They're good against the run. I mean, they're solid, right? There's a reason why they're both in the Super Bowl. You have to have solid defense to do it. And my concern, both sides of the ball, is where, you know, and if I were to tell a fan or a listener what to watch for, not that I'd tell them. My kids get mad at me because I only watch the line, and they'll say, "Hey, Dad, you see that pass Patrick Mahomes made?" I'm like, I didn't see it because I was watching the pass protection. Yep. They get mad at me, and you know, I think what people should be looking for is, it's just some little tiny little thing, a little trick that they should look for, is when the center declares the side of the strength of the defense. So Jason Kelce or Creed Humphrey are going to point to the left or right, or the quarterback might dictate it as well. And they'll say, you know, left, 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 52, 52. And they're pointing to the linebacker that they're going to take if he blitzes. So that takes three linemen over to the two defensive linemen, and then whatever player comes from that side. Okay, either a strong safety or a corner blitz or even a linebacker. The other side, where the center is declaring away from, those two guys are on their own, and it's one-on-one. And that's where we all need to see. Very rarely do you see a lot of pressure coming from the double-team side, right, where the side where the center is sliding, the open man. And that's what I think fans should be looking at, is what are they doing to get Chris Jones singled up? For the Chiefs, Hassan Reddick, where is he going to line up, and how are the Eagles going to get, you know, Creed Humphrey to slide or Patrick Mahomes to declare the protection away from a guy like Hassan Reddick, and then you're forcing one-on-ones. That's where this game is definitely going to be won up front. It's going to be creating those matchups that both teams want, and it's always fun to watch. You know, watch that the line point to a guy, and then you know, oh, that's where the line's going. So we got some singled matchups over there. Let's take an eye on those.
Talking to Joe Valerio here, of course, former Chiefs offensive lineman, Locked On Chiefs podcast, talking about the big game coming up on Sunday. Now, talk to me about this Chiefs defense, because, you know, they often get pointed at as kind of a weak link. They've been subpar in the red zone at times this year. But I thought, in an instance, if you look at last week or 2 weeks ago when they played Cincinnati, all those young guys in the secondary, after a few injuries, they played extremely well. They played above board, and I thought Spagnuolo kind of went to the dark side, and he wasn't blitzing as much because Burrow was so good against the blitz. What are your thoughts on how to attack this Eagles offense? And you mentioned the RPOs and how difficult they can be.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're all coming together. It takes time, right? It takes this chemistry that has to happen out on the field for these players to know where each other's going to be, who's going to be in the right spot. It takes time for the coaches to understand the strengths and weaknesses of each of their players. And I think the Chiefs defense, if anything, they're peaking at the right time. You know, looking at the way they went through the end of the season, the playoffs, and that game against the Bengals, you know, that was a really nice test for that group. And it seems like they seem to be peaking. The big test, again, not to beat this RPO thing up to a pulp, but, like, to me, that's really where this game is going to be won for the Eagles and or lost to the Chiefs, or vice versa, where the Chiefs are going to win this game defensively if they can be disciplined. You know, I used to run, when I coached high school football for 11 years, we used to run the triple option. And I'll tell you, coaches used to come up to me and say, "Man, you know, how do you beat these teams that are bigger than you, stronger than you?" We were a small school. And I'd say, "Hey, you know," they'd say, how are you going to block this particular player? Might be going to Division I scholarship." I'd say, "You know how we're going to block them? We're not going to block them." You know, and that's what you do to guys like Chris Jones, and that's what you do to these good linebackers that the Chiefs have. You don't block them. You make them make decisions about where the ball's going to go. You saw what happened to the 49ers. I mean, look, 49ers, that game's probably 31-17 if Brock Purdy doesn't get hurt. The Eagles still dominated. It wasn't like that was going to be the difference maker. And where they did it was with the RPO and the gashing runs. I mean, it's not like the Eagles have Earl Campbell or Walter Payton back there, right? Bring up some old running back names, dominant running back names. These guys are they're B-plus players, right? I mean, Miles Sanders is great. Nothing to take anything away from. He's a great running back, but these guys aren't Derrick Henry. And I think what you need to look at is how are the Eagles respond or how are the Chiefs responding to not being blocked, right? What decisions are they making? And they're going to have to rep that. I mean, they're going to have to there's muscle memory that goes with stopping the an option because you can't just watch it on film. So the scout team for the Chiefs is going to have to emulate the Eagles perfectly, over this past week or so, and then through these next couple of days of preparation, because whoever's wearing that Jalen Hurts penny for the Chiefs on scout offense is going to have to run that thing perfectly to give those guys the muscle memory they need to react out on the field so they don't get burnt and open up those gashing holes like you saw against the 49ers.
We were talking earlier about are the Chiefs on the verge of a dynasty? Because, they've gone to the AFC champ. They won the AFC championship 3 of the last 4 years. Back in the Super Bowl, 1-1. I mean, the Dolphins only had a short run, that 71-74 Dolphins team. Are the Chiefs on the verge of a dynasty, or is it going to take more than just one more Super Bowl?
Well, it's so hard. It's so hard to win that game these days with free agency. And just look at the Chiefs' offensive line. I mean, they have, from their last Super Bowl, they have one guy, I think, that was a starter on that team. So, it's like these teams turn over so fast. Look at the receiving core, right? It's a totally new group of receivers, new running backs, right? They did the Clyde Edwards-Helaire experiment, didn't work. Now he's on the outs. And it's like, it's really hard, It's hard to maintain. I mean, look, it took 20 years, right? It's been 20 years since a team has repeated and repeat winners of the Super Bowl. That was the Patriots back in 2003-04. And it's like, it's hard. It's hard to create these things. So, yeah, I guess you have to call them a modern dynasty. They've been to 5 straight AFC championships, right? They've been to 3 Super Bowls. I think if they win this one, I think it's hard not to call them a dynasty because that will give them the credence of, that demonstrated success that they can actually win the big one. I still think they'd be burgeoning on dynasty if they don't win this week and they continue to go to the AFC championship and make it to Super Bowls. It's just really hard to win that darn thing.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Joe, Joe Valerio, join us here. Give us a quick final score and tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, we're Believe in Chiefs. I'm at Joe Valerio 73 on social media, mostly Twitter. And I'm thinking, look, I'm gonna have to look. I'm a Philly guy, right? I've been in Philly.
Yeah.
I eat lots of cheesesteaks and hoagies. I'm a Philly guy. I've been watching the Eagles since I was a tot. And, I grew up in South Philly, and, that's my team. But I think the Chiefs championship DNA and Andy Reid's, being cool at the other side of the pillow and having time to prepare for this game, I see this being a high-scoring game relatively compared to some of the other playoff games that we've seen. I'm thinking 31-27. I think the Chiefs are going to probably pull this one out.
Good stuff, Joe. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us. Look forward to talking to you down the line again.
Oh, definitely. Anytime, guys. Have a great one. Enjoy the game. I hope you get some vacation after this vacation.
There we go.
Thanks, man.
Joe Valerio, of course, the Locked On Chiefs podcast. All right, we're going to get to what we learned, our encore, and so much more. That's all coming up here as we wrap up the show right here on 105.7 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Joe, it's, I guess it's supposed to be Joe LaCroix. Joe LaCroix. You got a new name now, my man. He gets a shovel for giving the wrong Lakers score. 133-130. Lakers
that
lost.
That didn't happen.
Are you sure?
Why don't you go back and listen to it at 8:30?
What, did you fix it?
No, people give me crap for that all the time. I'm sorry. I've got 3.5 hours of sleep the last like 6 days. And then they get on you for making a mistake. But they only text it in or tweet it. You can just call me the first time you hear it and tell me. I don't look at the text line. I'm telling everyone now, the text line is a cesspool. Someone just said the reason Rob has laryngitis is because he got the COVID vaccine. That's the kind of stuff you find on there. Or half the time it's saying that Ed is racist or that you're an idiot, Jeremy. Like, we don't gain anything from this. I hate the text line. If you text in, 99.99% of the time, I'm never going to read it.
But which one of us should be more mad? The fact that...
You, for sure.
Because I'm an idiot?
Yeah.
You know, it's a, like, we can argue about a lot of things. I don't care if people think I'm an idiot. It doesn't even bother me. Like, I'm constantly arguing with people that are idiots.
I don't care what people think at all. I mean, I've had so many false things said about me. You can't hurt my feelings. I've been called worse by better.
I think I'm just going to laugh the rest of the show. Oh, my God. Shovels. But poor Joe over there getting wound up. You can call me. You can text me.
Go kick rocks, all right? Your mother.
How about that?
Your mother.
How about this guy? Yeah, that's our encore with Joe highlighting himself there getting yelled. See, look at you. And I don't even argue with people that think I'm an idiot. I think I'm an idiot. So what does it matter? You guys are right. These are some dumb, dumb things. Have you looked back on your life at, like, you've been adulting for a while now. I still haven't even started. Like, I'm going to go off on a rant here. Like, I'm a grown freaking child. Like, my wife handles everything.
Really?
Yes. Like, I have bills that come out of, like, my bank account. Uh-huh. But they're all scheduled. I don't pay attention to it. I'm such an aloof individual. It's crazy of, like, how many little things I forget or I don't pay attention to. And I don't ever think about the future. My wife's like, where's your savings account? What savings account? You have our savings account. I just give her all the money I make. That's it.
That's something.
And it's not a lot of money. God. Oh, man. What a fun day. All right, we got to get to what we learned because I feel like I got to spend some time talking about what I learned today. All right. What'd you learn today, Ed?
Well, I think you have a conflict.
What?
You think the dumbest name in football are the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you know that the Chiefs came into the league as the Dallas Texans in 1960?
Yeah, and that was stupid, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
They changed the Chiefs to 63.
Like, if they called them the New York New Yorkers or the, Miami Floridians, it just doesn't make any damn sense.
What about names like the New York Knickerbockers or Yankees? Because a Knickerbocker, I'm a Knickerbocker. Any native New Yorker is a Knickerbocker. So, I mean, is that stupid?
I don't think so. I mean, a Knickerbocker is like it's at least a name.
Yeah, it was from when the Dutch settled New York, they wore knickers.
Yeah. They wore knickers? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's how they got the name?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah. The more you learn. All right. What I learned, I'll give you two things. I'll give you the first one because you were asking about the football game, and then I have to talk about something that's going to get me in trouble. And it's still too funny to me. I have to bring it up if you haven't heard it. But my senior year of high school, we didn't get a football team until my junior year at Hartford Tech. So my senior year, we were playing all kinds of weird teams. We weren't even playing county teams yet. So we were playing all these different like teams from areas. Some of them were bad teams that just beat our asses because our entire offensive line, where they would go up to people at the cafeteria, is like, you're fat. Do you want to block people? Like that's basically how they recruited our offensive linemen. So our running back, who I still believe could have played college football,
mm-hmm.
his numbers were terrible because he got tackled in the damn backfield every time. So we went to, we played Hickey Reform School at Hickey, to most of the kids didn't show up. And I'm proud and not proud to say this, but I wasn't scared to play anyone. So I show up. I play both sides of the ball. I never came off the field. I think we had 17 or 18 guys on the team that showed up out of the third. Like, half the team didn't even come. We lost 108-0.
Really?
Their running back was bigger than all of our defensive linemen. And he ran over everybody, and he wore my ass like a cape as he was running to the end zone. I mean, I was 140 pounds wet and wearing boots. This is Scott's favorite story to bring up, that I lost 108-0. Because you know me. I'm a competitive guy. Yeah. I want to win everything I play. Like, I don't want to lose. We got our asses beat. I mean, there was just – I was out on that field like, ring the bell! Ring the damn bell!
When you first told me, I thought you meant basketball.
No,
which
football.
Would have been terrible enough.
Well, my JV year at Hartford Tech, we lost 100-22 to Edgewood. 100-something to 22, yeah. Well, my freshman year. That wasn't pleasant either. It's just unbelievable. But, no, what I wanted to bring up was Joe smiling over there. That Ken Wyman FanDuel commercial. Oh, buddy, does that make me smile? He had, because, like, you can see this. This is not, it's not enough copy for a commercial. So right. You got to ad lib.
Yeah.
So, with myself, when I record my commercials, I edit everything, so I'm timing it out. Some guys do, some guys don't. And it's okay, but he clearly did not have enough copy. So his read was like, wager limits to help you prevent from betting more than you should. It is so good. We had one with Vinny a while back.
That was the best one. I like that one more.
The Jones Junction one where he
sounds very drunk.
I went to Kansas City and Carolina and Canada. You know, I love it. I love when anybody misspeaks that's not me. I love when anybody makes a mistake. I love when a commercial is so short that it makes you sound like you're... I mean, that's just not how you sound.
No.
You know, but it's just... It was so freaking good. If you haven't heard it, just listen to it. It'll come up at some point. So make sure you're listening to our commercial breaks. Help everybody else's ratings out the rest of the show waiting to hear that Wyman FanDuel read. Anyway, that's what I got. Stay tuned for Vinny and Haney. They're coming up next right here on 105.7 The Fan. We're back tomorrow with the Big Bad Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.